ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Zayin Omed Aleph. Mr. Hashem will learn the sugya of Ksimis Ksav Yad, Ksimis Yehuda Yivam Isasif. Am Rabbi, Hayman Deboi Lemech V'Ksimis Yadei Lebei Dino. Wants to send his samyad to Bezin, kedei the Bezin should be Mekayim. Lelech v'besoif Megilta. He shouldn't sign at the end of the page. Doma mishkech lo acher v'kosev domasik beizuze. And turn the Mishnah, it's yalov ksavyad v'shuchayiv lo yigovim v'nechosem b'nei chayrin. As mevor in the Gemara, that if someone signs his name and someone else writes on top of it that he's chayiv money, he would be chayiv. Zok the Ritva from Agamara, we see that even if the Sima Lamata is one handwriting and the Ksav Lamayla is a different handwriting, Afilu Hochi, it's kosher. Could have maybe thought of being Matriya Raya of the Ritva, that the Gemara later on speaks about people that were master forgers, and they were even able to forge shaky handwriting, the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid, because maybe over here the Shash would be that he forged it very well, and he made it look like that handwriting. It's not a common thing, as if we're choishish, that all the time for this shash, it's mashma wachoyshish, even for people that aren't so good at forgery. So, filu hachi wachoyshish. You have to say v'das haritva. Bezok the ritva, that's only when he's choysim lamata. There's a different handwriting, lamala. As then we say, betzim will be kosher. You could be goyva with it. As therefore, you have to be careful not to be choysim lamata. Over, if he's choysim lamailo on the top of the page, as then it's not mahani ksav shalacha. You can't be goyva with it bechlal. That's a mchidish, is mefurish in the tour in Zimin Samach Tes b'shem the Ramban Tesis and Ksubis on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis also. They bring a riot to this, because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, so don't sign on the bottom, because maybe he'll fill it up. On top, sign on the top. As I say, Frank the Rishani, what do you mean sign on the top? He'll be able to fill in the bottom. As Muchach, that if he fills in the bottom, it's possible. As we don't care if he fills in the bottom. The Shaila is what's the difference? How come when there's one handwriting and on the bottom he signs a different handwriting, then it's kosher. So then you have to be careful. Over when he signs on top and then there's a different handwriting on bottom, it's possible. What's the chilik between the top and the bottom? As the Marshon Ksubis and Kuf Aleph Beis asked the question. The Marshon Ksubis says, because the derech is to sign on bottom and not on top. First you write the information, then you sign. It's not the derech to sign on top and then fill in information afterwards. As soon as we see a shtar that the signing's on top, automatically we're suspicious that maybe this is not a real good shtar. As if we see the top is one handwriting and the bottom is a different handwriting, we'll automatically be choshish v'ziyuf. Masha'in came by when the signature is on bottom, over there, the derech is to sign on bottom. Someone writes something and you sign on bottom. As over there, even if it's two different handwriting, it's not a reason to be Mayruch Shas Ziv, because it's very normal that one person writes one part and the other person signs on the bottom. As over there, the shtar is Koshem Ikadadina. As that's what you see in the Gemara, that if someone signs on bottom, and then someone else writes on top, it's kosher. Mashenkin, if someone signs on top and someone else writes on bottom with a different handwriting, then it's possible. That's one nekuda. Okay. Another nekuda is, you see in the Gemara, it's a mefurish Gemara, that even all it is just a little bit of halacha, therefore people have an inyan not to sign their name. Interesting from here is Mishnah of a Minig, even when you sign on a sefer or on other places, some people mikoyach zeh careful to always write the signature with something on top. Not only when you're choisim and sending it to Bezdin, but some learn out from here that you should always be careful. Thus is the etzim pshash of the sugya and the beer and the pshash. The mice in the sugya, you see, that if someone is choisim on the hissima, on something, that has a din of a ksavya that you're able to be goiva. The shbam adds a knech. The Gemara brings the Mishnah later on that says that if you write a ksav yad, you chayiv. As the Rashbam says on the Mishnah, ksav yad hainuch simes yadai. As we do in the Rashbam Achidish, the whole heter ksav yad is only when he writes his signature. Ksav yad hainuch simes yadai. If he doesn't write his signature, it doesn't work. And that's in Nakuda, is Mavur in Rashi and Tosis in Ksubis, Kufala from it base. Over there is Mavur Sugya, that Ksavya doesn't help unless you give it in front of Edom, as there is Shaina Mass. Why doesn't it help? As Rashi and Tosis say, because it's talking about where you didn't sign. As if you don't sign your name, Ksavya doesn't work. So that's in Diak in the Shpam, is Mavurish in Rashi and Tosis in Ksubis. In the Ritva over there in Ksubis, in the Torah in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Samach Tes, they bring down a Ramban, who's Choylik, and he says, no, even if you write, Ani Chayev Lecha Maneh, and you don't sign a name, if it's, as you're still Chayev, as long as it's with your ksav yad, the hainu, your ksav yad is nicker. Everyone knows your handwriting. You could tell it's his handwriting. So if he writes, ani chayev l'cha mane, and his handwriting is nicker, that this is his handwriting, as a b'zeh, he's chayev. You don't need to have a chsima. So Rabir, what's shan in the Rishpam, Rashi, and Tosis, and they learn that he needs him to be chosim. The chayrut should be enough. As long as it's nicker from the handwriting that it's his handwriting, it should be enough. As Nochum wanted a taina, the machloikus is tolian. What's the reason why a ksav yad works? He brings Rashi in Gittin Peivov. The Rashi says, two malchim. One is exeris akosav vikosav v'nosan. As vikosav is mashma, that if he just writes it, he himself, and then he gives it its kosher. As you have Xeris HaKosev, that Ksav Yad is kosher. And then Rashi says another svar that Hadas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. Azagrim Nachum. If you go with the first reason of Rashi, it's Xeris HaKosev, Vikosev, and Nosin. As it doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk, you have to be choisim your name. It just says Vikosav Vinosin. If he writes it, it's his handwriting, it's kosher. But if you learn the second time that it's Midin Hadas Baldin, as then you could say Rashi, Tosis, Tishbam held that just like by Hagodas Edus, the din is the Edom have to be choisim their name to be Hagodas Edus. Who had in Hoidos Baldin, like before in the Ksois and Simon Lamadala, that the way Hoidos Baldin, Neman Kamei Edom Dami, it's an Emanus Dami de Edos. Just like Edos, the only way it works is when you choisim your shame. As who had in Hoidos Baldin? The Ramban could hold no. Hoidos Baldin is not Mamish, a regular Edos. It's an emanus also, but who says it goes with all the gedarim of Edus? As thus is the second akud in the sugya, what is a ksav yad? Do you need a chsima or do you not need a chsima? And we'll move on to another akud in the sugya. In the Mishnah later on Kufayin Hey, it says that if you go, you could be going from Nechayrin with a ksav yad. Zog the riff. But you're neman to say paraiti. Shrek the Balamar on the Rif. Now, what's the reason why you're not Neman to say Paraiti on a Shtar? My boy, the Zomdana. If I paid you up, I would have taken the Shtar back. What is it doing in your hand? It's by Xaviad also. There's a Umdana of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. So why is he Neman to say Paraiti? As Ramban is Masbe the Rif, and Tesis in Ksubis Chofalef, that the Rif holds that being that it's a Xaviad, it doesn't bother him to leave this kind of a shtar by the malve, because it's not going from Yishabdi or from a different reason. But I said, it's not bothering him to leave it, as there's no umdin of shtar chaviyadi, my boy. In fact, the Ritva in our Gemara, that Lachor in our Gemara, there's a raya kineged the Rif. Why? Because the Gemara over here says, don't sign a piece of paper and send it to Bezdin. Because if you're going to do that, as then it's going to come out that there's a chash, someone will write on top of it, and he'll be able to be goy v'shaloy kedin. Frek the Ritva, how could he be goy v'shaloy kedin? Lefi the Rifl, taina paraiti. Bishleim lefi the Balamor, you can't taina paraiti. As there's a chash, he'll be goy v'shaloy kedin. Of according to Rif, you could taina paraiti. As what's the chash, he'll be goy v'shaloy kedin. The Rif was miyashir, but thus the Rif that you have to say that normally when a person takes out a ksavyan and he didn't write it, what's the first reaction the person's going to do? He's going to say like a safti, it's a ziyuf. He's going to say the truth, and then the person's going to say, but look, it's your handwriting. Azuk the Ritva, there's a gemara and davav. Someone first tiny says, there's no such star, I never borrowed. And then after he says, okay, I'm made there's such a star, but it's Parua, he's not Neman, because if a person says, I wasn't Loibo, it's Nichlan that Haida, that he's not Parua. As I was saying, tiny the rich for that. Over here, we're worried that what's going to happen? You're going to take it away right away. He's going to tiny the truth. So, Mizuya, if it never happened, as then he's not Neman to say Parati afterwards. That's why you have to be careful and you shouldn't sign your name in a way that someone else could get to it. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings down stories, Chashas of Ziyif. And the Chashas of Ziyif is when there's a Shinoi, Ba'ayfin Ksivasoi. The Gemara brings down two stories. One story, he erased the Beis and he made it into a Vav. Another story, he added a Vav. As Abaye was suspicious because there's too much room or there's too little room. But what did Abaye do? Kafsei va'oidi. Azok the Yad Ramah. Move ala loch in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Beis Sif Katan Gimel. That you see over here, if there's a chash ziyuf, that the dayan is allowed to be kok. Yokuf the Baldin Begufai Kedei Lohidus. He's allowed to hit him until he's Maida. The Miri says no, he's just allowed to be Ma'ayim Allah, but he's not allowed to hit him literally. This Machlaikis reminds us of a similar Machlaikis we have on Chesam and Beis. I remember all the way back, many blad ago. And over there, it says that they were Akfeler of Nasan to give Staka. And there was a machlekes, what does the word kriya mean? Taisus learns kriya means to hit him. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, kriya means bedvarim. Bedaima to that machlekes over there, you have over here too. The Ramban, that's what's moved la loch and to Shulchan Aruch holds, you're allowed to hit Chavetz Chaim and Klal Zayin, Ois Yud Beis, and Beir Maim Chaim, Ois Lamed Aleph says, we should not get carried away with this heter. If someone pulls out a shtar on you and you think it may be forged, you should stop beating him up until he's maida. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, this is only a heter in Bezdin. Bezdin has a right to force someone to be Maida. Avavada stam every person, if there's a shahziyaf, can't go around hitting the other person to get him to be Maida. The Shutkin is Vradim, and Ebenezer Klal Gimel Simon Ches brings an interesting raya. The Shaila is, if someone is Maida, mitoich kfiya shel yisurim. I knew, let's say, Bezdin is choshed that someone was mizane as they beat the person up until he's moide. Does the hodah work? Is it a valid hodah? Do you say no? The reason why you said it was because they were hitting him. He wanted you to stop hitting him. Let's bring the raya from Agamara. In Agamara, you see that if you start hitting him until he's moide, it still has a shame of a hodah. This is one chelik of the sugi, the Indian of kfiya. How to understand the kfiya. The Ritva and the Rebuki Yosef bring a raya from this Gemara to another Nakuda. It was bothering them. Why did he have to be koifim bachlal to get him to be moider? Leave them just not use the shtar to be goiver. You have a shaziyif, you should say. You can't be goiver with the shtar. Zog the Ritva and Rebuki Yosef, it's mucha from the Gemara that make the dina, the shtar is kosher. Nor was, because he had a shash, it's possible he had to get him to be maida. And that's why it's possible. But Luya, the person won't be maida. Avenachinam, you could go even make the dina. It comes out over here, if you see there's a vav that's dochok, it's squeezed in, or rochok. Make it a dina, you can't pass the shtar. The Gron Shulchan Aruch and some Membeis Oisir Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch brings his din down, la locha, that the shtar is kosher. He wants to say a chiddush, imshar in the Rishonim. He wants to say the Rishonim don't mean that you could be goive kifi what it says. The Rishonim's lashon is you don't passel the shtar. Then, if you want to say the whole shtar is passel because there's a ziyif in the middle, as that you can't passel the whole shtar. But vada, you can't be goiva kifi mashikosev, being that there's a shas ziyif, because you'll only let him be goiva kifi. What would be if the mistake was written? Yeah. It's a chiddush. The Ramah Dans, he says, the Gemara's Mefur, that we on our own went ahead and tied it. Abai on his own figured this out and went ahead and took action. Zog the Ramah, it's Muchach that the Gemara is talking about by Lekuchas V'Yorshim. As over there, there's a din, and the Baal Dover doesn't know we're Taninin for the Baal Dover. Over, let's say the Baal Dover was here in Bezdin, and he's not tining Mezuyif. Then loy tanin and loy, we're not worried, we're not choishish, maybe it's Mezuyif. And you won't be koy for the other person, you won't force him to admit. The Tor and Simon Membeis brings down the Ramah, and he's choylik. That, what do you mean? We have to be Yetzad in Emes Lamita. If we have a Shaziyev, we have to check it up. Now, Vada, Luyes Tama Baldava doesn't Haina, Vada, there's no din to be Koifer to get him to be Maida. And the word is because over here he saw a Reyesa, as then he'll go ahead and we go ahead and take action. The San, the Taz and the Gra. Amadayik, the Lashon of the Ramah, the Tur, that his Lashon is, if he's not Toyin Klal, as then we don't go ahead and take action. They want to be Madayik Mashra if he's Toyin, but he doesn't be Toyin that this mistake was made. Lamashal, the guy comes, and he knows that he wasn't mechayev this, and the guy comes with a shtar that says he was mechayev this. He says, I don't know what happened. I don't know how he got the shtar to be written differently. Lamaisa, the shtar that I wrote, this isn't what I wrote. Huh. as he's not tining what the guy did, but he's tining there's something wrong. Azakti Taz and the goyin that are over there, even their ama would be moide avad then with taninot. Meaning, once the guy comes and he says, "I know there's something wrong," he just can't put his finger on it. As a father, then we help him. He's also a Nebuch. He also can't figure it out. He's Logora from Yisraim and Lekuchus. He can't figure it out. Oh, Machlaikis Lefizeh is when he's quiet. He doesn't say anything. The guy comes. As do we play Schin on Lay? Do we start it off and try to tie him? Maybe this is what happened. Then the Gemara brings at the end of the Amid that someone came with a shtar, that it was Chosim Bei Rava V'Ravacha Bar Ada Aslaka made the Rava. He says it is my Simis Yodi Miu Kami De Ravacha Bar Ada L'Chsima Li Mi'Olam. He says he never did it, as he doesn't remember signing on the shtar. It's Kafsei V'Oidi. He forced him and he was Maida that he did it. Frek the Ritva from over here on the Rama Menedes Periches Alocha Dalet. The Ritva Lishito says that he learns the reason why he had to be Kasvei, because if he wouldn't be Kasvei in Oidi, then the Kiyam would help. As he's Medayik the Gemara, the advice to Chois, that if the aid is pretty convinced he didn't sign, but he says this is my signature, even though he doesn't remember signing, it's kosher. Frekter, the Rambam in Eidus Perichas Halacha Dalet says that when the Edim who signed on the shtar don't remember the shtar, as then they can't make a kiyum, they can't be mekayim der simus. As Lafila Shidus Rambam, that Edim that don't remember can't make a kiyum, as over here Rava didn't remember, as how could he make a kiyum? The Beis Yosef in Siman Mem Vav is Miyashiv, that the Rambam will learn that we're talking about a tzir where they didn't need Rava to be Makayim. They were Edom that Makayim the Sima of Rava. Rava was just saying that the Maisa it is my Sima, but I don't remember signing this, even though there were other Edom to do the Kiyim, but he went ahead, he was Kaifim to find out what really happened. The Gemara, then the bottom of Kusama Zayin, starts off with a new Mishnah. Koisin get the ish, avopishen ish to imai, and also koisin shtar leloive, avopishen malve inoi. As in this Mishnah, you see there's a Hadgosha G'dayla, which is one of the big Yisoidas in the Inyanim of Shtar. It's Bez Hashem, we want to go a little bit boy from Klali, but via the Edus of Shtar on this Mishnah. The Nisivis in Simon Mem Vav, Sifkot and Yud, is Madgesh a Greiser Hadgosha. That if you koisin the Shtar to the Loiva, Avol Pi, She'ein Malvi Imai, as Kum to Chois, they didn't see the Halva. And a filu hachide choisim in the shtar. Same hagosha by Gershon, if you choisim in shtar. The ish, afo pishein ish to imoy, as they didn't see the Gershon, and a filu hachi, the Gershon is, the shtar is a good shtar on the Gershon. The shaila is what are they being made on? Pashas, you would learn the Edom and the Shtar are being made on what it says in the Shtar. They're being made on the Gerishon, they're being made in Halva. It's Madgish and Nesivis, you can't learn that way. Over here, they're not being made on the Halva. They didn't see the Halva. They were Choysim before there was a Halva. They were Choysim before the Gerishon. They're not made on the Gerishon. As what are they being made on? Zokt is Mavur and the Nesivis over there in Simon Memvav, that they're being made on the Dasam Ischayiv. They're being made that they saw the Dasam Ischayiv. See this in Simon Chof Ches, Sivkot and Zion, also is Mavur, that they're being made on the Dasam Ischayiv. They're being made that the Mischayiv wants to write the Shtar. More than that, they're not being made on. Oh. and the Ksois and Reb Chaim are both choilek on the Nesivis. And the Ksois and Simin Lamed is Danning if you would have had a if there would be a din of Drisha v'chakika b'shtar, then it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So on Lamed Beis, it dans. There's a din Drisha v'chakira. Whenever you say Edus, Beis then ask him what the time is. It's the Gemara over there, and Habamino is man. It brings it sad. Maybe by shtar also, you would need Drisha v'chakira, as you would have to write this man Mishum Drisha v'chakira. As the Ksais is handling, the feed that sad in the Gemara. That there's a din of Zman Mishom Drisha V'chakira, as when would be the Zman of the Drisha V'chakira? As the Ksai says, that you would write it in the Zman of the Chsima. But Nesivis over there is Chaylik. Nesivis in Simon Lamed says, no, the Edus in the Shtar is the Edus on the Meschayiv, the Dasa Meschayiv. As him came, this man should be in this man where they saw the Dasim Eschayim, not this man that they were choisim in the Shtar. And the Nesivis and the Meshoiviv, which is written by the Ksois, back to Nesivis, he's choilek. He says, no, the Edus is Alach Sima Shalahem. The Chaim in Sefer, Melchus Edus, Perikei Alocha Vav, is Mavur also, that he learns like like the Ksais. So over from Rav Shach. Rav Shach used to say over in Sheir Klali, Lefi the Ksais, Lefi Rav Chaim, Zechasmanin, Azechasmanin. There's Chosim on the get, that they're being Chosim on the get. I know they've got to say this is, that they're Chosim on the get. Which was maybe a raya from a Tshuvas HaRosh, that says, Klapi the din of Nimsa Echom Mehem Korav Upasol, when is the tziruf that if one aid is puzzle is karav apostle, he passels the other aid? It has to be karav apostle b'shas sima. As you see that the edus, the rias edus is and the hagodas edus is b'shas di sima. What's the inyan that they're being choisim, that they're choisim? As a b'chaim of taiches and in sefer, as they're being meyer that the shtar was nechtam behechsher. The Eidus Guf is, the Shtar was made by Heksha, and it was made by Eidus. That's good for the Eidus. As Kum Techois, we have one Machlokes in the Mishnah. Dinah, you see in the Mishnah that you don't have to be made on the Alvon, the Gerishin, as what are you being made on? The Sivis learns on the Dasim is Chayim. The Ksoisin of Chayim learn, you're being made on the Chsim itself, that the Shtar was Nasa by Heksha. That's one nakuda. There's another nakuda. Now, in a shtar that the Edom only saw the Dasim Eschayiv, like in the shtar, this get that they gave it to the Isha, or the shtar that they gave to the Loiva, do the Edom have a shame Edom on the Gerishin also, and on the Halva also? As Pashtis not, as I was saying, as Ashtar, how do you know that there is a Gerishin? There's a Ksois in Kama Mekoimis. The Ksois is in Sadik, Sifkotten Zayin, Simon Resh Mem Aleph, Sifkotten Aleph. So in Avni Mulum, Simon Lamed Aleph, Sifkotten Dalid. It says, in such a shtar that the Edom only saw the Dasim Eschayiv, if you're the Nesivis, or they only saw the Chsima, the reason why the shtar is made ala Gerishin is because there's a Umdana. If the Mischayiv told them to give it, and they signed on it, as Mistama he gave it, as there's a Umdana. And the Ksois boys from here, and some Mitzadiks have gotten Zion, and Simon Reish Mamalif, that in the din of Edis Lekiyuma, it's enough for Umdina. As Yadua, the Shitas Arajba, moving the Ramon, Evan Ezer, that if Edom saw that there was a ring in the hand of the Baal, and then they looked away for a second, A second later, they saw the ring is sitting on the lady's finger. The Amor brings a Rashba that even though they zoomed in the Muchach that the Baal put it on the finger, but that's not enough for Edus L'Kiyuma. The Edus L'Kiyuma, you need a Edus Mamish, a Rias Edus Mamish. That's not called Rias Edus. It's a good Raya, but it wouldn't be enough for Edus L'Kiyuma. So his time is not that way. He brings down the Shita of the Rif. It's even Lefi Rav Elazar that holds Edim is Sira Kati. But still, if you have Edich Sima alone, it helps. He brings the Ran in Hamagarish, Taf Pevov in Gittin, that explains the Shita Sarif, that the way it works is that the Edich Sima Gufa being made on the Mesira, because it's muchach that a person makes a Mesira. If he wrote the get, it was Kedei Limsar, as it's muchach that the Mesira happened. As Frekt Avnim Frekt Aksois, where's the Edis L'Kiyuma? If all you have is Edich Sima and you don't have Edim Mesira, as where's the Edis L'Kiyuma on the Gerishin? Zogt Aksois, then Vais Techois, and Umdina is enough to make Edis L'Kiyuma on the Gerishin. So he says the Geshmaka Hezber, why it should be enough. He says, what's the reason why you need Edus L'Kiyuma, Mekdushin and Gerishin? The Gedid the Xeris HaKosev is that the Chalois could only be Chal if you could prove it. If you could prove it, as then the Chalois is Chal. If you can't prove it, as it's not Chal. Zogta Ksais, my nafkamina, if you prove it, Al-Yidei physical Edim, or you could prove it, Al-Yidei Yomna. As long as the chalois is a provable chalois, it's chal. As thus is the gang of the ksois. As kum de chois, the way the ksois is learning, how is the shtar made on the gerishin and afterwards on the alvav afterwards? And via rai, it's made on the gerishin of afterwards, because according to the rif, if you just have edich sima, as it still is Mahani for Gerishin without Edim Mesira. As the way it's made, it is, it's not made, it just, it makes an Umdana. Thus is the Mahalich of the Ksois, the Bir and the Ran. However, in the Nesivis and Reb Chaim, they learn differently. The Nesivis is in Simen Nun Beis. He says that the pshat is that the edich sima gufa are edim ala mesira. Chaim and Sefer in Hilchas Gerishin, in the beginning of Hilchas Gerishin, also says Reb Chaim over there goes that the umdina is loy mahani for edis l'kiyuma. I frek Reb Chaim, the famous shailas, if umdina is not mahani for edis l'kiyuma, as where's the Edus L'Kiyuma by a Edich Sima? As Reb Chaim, because Das Gufa is the Din of Shtar, that the Edich Sima is made on the Gerishin. As you see, clear in the words of Reb Chaim, like the Nesivis is learning the Edich Sima made. And Be'emes, there's a strong Rai in the Ran that this is what the Ran really meant. Not like the Ksois. Koidum Kol, the Ran in Gittin doesn't mention that there's a Umda. Lefi the Ksois, the whole reason why the Edich Sima are made on the Mesira is they're not made on the Mesira, just makes a Umdana. As the Ran over there says that Lefi the Rift at Edich Sima Lechud work according to Rabbi Lazar, the halacha would be the Edich Sima have to write in the shtar Lashma. Because if you're using them for Edim Mesira, they have to be Lashma. According to the Ksais, that what the Ran meant was that the Edich Sima, the fact that they're signing, makes us a umdin and it'll be Nimser afterwards. As why does it have to be written Lashma? It's just Echatimsa to make a umdina. Masha'enkin, if you learn like the Nesivis and the Reb Chaim, that it's the Edim Shebishtar that are made, then it's very Gishmak. As being that these Edim Shebishtar are made,
Therefore, the Edom have to be Meyed Lishma. They have to sign on the Shtar Lishma. And the Etzim Nekuda and the Ritva Chadoshim, Nainu, and the Rav Kook Ritvas, they bring the Ritva Yeshanim, that's Rabbeinu Karkash. They bring a Ksav Yad that they found, which they claim is the real Ritva on Gittin. And Daf Lamed Vav, he brings down this Pshat of the Ran, and he explains, Loi Misho Manan Sadi, don't think Pshat in the Ran is like the Ksais. Elo the Edom Shebishtar Ameir, he Mamrish speaks it out. Lehedja. I just want to make a hadgasha in the Hagoyser of Moshe Shmuel Shapiro on Reb Chaim. He rather wants to be medayik. Reb Chaim is saying a slightly different nusach than the Nesivus. As he asks a question, the Rambam Shita is that a ksav yad doesn't need Edim Nesiro also. As frekter, in a ksav yad, where you're going to have the Edis L'Kiyuma. As you can't say the Edim Shebishtar Meir, there's no Edim Shebishtar. As he wants to be Medayik, the Lashon of Reb Chaim is the Shtar is Meir, not that the Edim are Meir. As he wants to say that Skufa the Xeris Akasa of Shtar is, that Shtar is a Chefsa, which has a Koyach of Edus. The words of Reb Chaim sound Ksas that way. It's a reason your chiddush has done naya parsha for neidus from shtar. Because the shtar is only mikoyach the edim shem shtar. The sivis, according to this chiddush that he says, that it's the edim shem shtar is made, is mazber a magin mishnah and a yad ramah in our mishnah. The mishnah says, in the Hemshech, my Ashtam Nova, Kaisen Shtala Loiva, Avol Pishay Malvi Mai. Min Kaisen La Malva, Ache Loivi Imai. As Freg the Rishainim, what's the Chiddush? Avade in Kaisen La Malva, Ache Loivi Imai. The Loiva is the Mischayiv. As the Yad Rama. And the Magin Mishnah, Malva, the Loiva, Perikov Gimel Halacha Hei. As they answer, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, what would be in its seer, where the Malva says, Edim, could you write the Shtar and keep it? And when there'll be a Halva, then you'll give it to me. Because the Malva is not asking for them to give it to him right away. The Malva is asking them, hold on to it. And when there'll be a Halva, then you'll give it to me. They say that still the Mishnah is being mechadish, you shouldn't do that, because there's a chashash of a michshol, still maybe there'll be a mistake and it'll get to the hands of the malva, shaloi kiddin. Freg the tumin in Simin Lamites, if cotton bays. And why do the Rishonim have a tzad that it helps, and the whole tzad that doicha that it doesn't help? Is because maybe it'll come to the hands of the Edom shaloi kiddin, the malva shaloi kiddin. Hooray, we know that a shtar is only kosher if it's written midasa mischayiv. The sheet of Taisus and Ksubis Daf Chav, the other Rishonim Bababasa we had before on Daf Ayin Zayin, and the Kama Mekoimis in Shas, in other places also, that a shtar that doesn't have dasa mischayiv is not kosher. Some Rishonim learn it's kidei that there shouldn't be a son repeat Savam. We had in Taisus and Baba Basra Daf Mem, that it's even without the Chsarim Mipik Sam, Stamek Zeris HaKos, if you need Dasa Mischayiv, the Ramban says, I'll say for Hamakna, Lishainim say, you need Dasa Mischayiv, Hare over here, there's no Dasa Mischayiv, Hare who wrote the Shtar? The Malva wrote the Shtar, not till the Loiva was a Mitzavah to write the Shtar. Nos frek the tumim on the Magi Mishnah on the Yad Ramah. How could you say that? I mean, Mishnah was that the Edom could write the Shtar al pi the Malve without the Hesekam of the Loiva. There's no Dasam is Chayiv. The Shtar is Posel. There's Nesivus over there in Simen Lamites and Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Nesivus is Miyashiv. That Lefi, the way he learns Pshat and the Ran, that the Edis of the Edich Sima is Chal B'Shas Mesira. As kum dechayis, when is the edus shemishtam nigmar b'shas mesira? As over here, where the malva is telling the edim, don't give it until there's a halva. As the rishayim mean, don't give it until there's a halva, and the loiva will be masking that you should give the shtar. As then you'll have das mechschayev b'shas the mesiras shtar. As being that the das mechschayev b'shas mesiras shtar, that's enough that the shtar should be kosher. If you learn that it's just the umdene, it's not the etzem edus, so why should the dasim eschayev of later on help? The fiduay in the sivus learns that it's the edus sima that are made on the mesira, then it's very good how the dasim eschayev of later on could help. As we saw two nekudas in the Mishnah, two chedushim, which are mamish klolim gdelim, nosim gdelim in the inyanim of shtaris. Number one, we see in the Mishnah in common places that the edim could sign on a shtar even though they didn't see the guf of the uvna. As what are they being made on? As the sivus learns, the dasim is chayiv. And the ksaisin of chayim learn, they're being made that they chasim the shtar, that they made the shtar behechsha. Aleph. Beis in a shtar where they didn't see the halva or the gerushin, how is the shtar made on the halva afterwards, on the gerushin afterwards? Is that we saw the ksais is malach mishum umdana? Because if he made the shtar and you find it afterwards in the other person's hands, the mischayiv gave it to him, as his umdana must be that it really happened. And the sivis and Ramchayim and Sefer say that the edim shebishtar are made. Meaning the shtar is made to be given, as the edim shebishtar are made. This is the two yisaidis we saw in the Mishnah, in the edus of shtar. There's another nekuda that you see in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you only koisev the shtar with the dasim is chayiv. As a Nachum made a diuk in the Rishbam. The Rishbam says, what's the reason why Koisvin Shoiva Leisha Afa Pisha ain't by Leima? So the Rishbam, the Lida Choivula. As a Mele, you have to ask her, Mashenkin Lebaila Havishus, Vizochin Le Adam Shaloi Befanav. Same thing as in the Rabbeinu Gershom when he explains the Mishnah. Meaning Gershom is later on Kuf Samech Ches when he explains the Mishnah. He says the same thing as the Rishbam. As fact of Nachum, we saw the Rishonim, that the Rishonim say that you need Dasim Eschayiv, whether it's Kedei Mimasalik Mipik Savoy, or whether to make Sefer HaMikne, but there's a din, you need Dasa Meschayev. As what when Murgal call us man is all you need is Dasa Meschayev. But the Dasa of the other person, you don't need. Oibazei Frekrib Nachum, as why does the Rishbam and the Rabbeinu Gershom have to say that the reason why you have the other Dasa of the other person is Mishum Zachan Ladam Shalai Befanav? They should have said different. They should say, you don't need the das of the other person. All you need is the das of Mischayiv. As Zakrim Nachum, in this Rashbam, in the Rabbeinu Gershom, you see a gewaldige chiddush. That which the Welt says over, that you need das of Mischayiv, is loy meduyak. You need das of the oisei hashtar. Bederech klal, whoever's making the shtar, you need his das for the shtar to have a Torah shtar. The bederech klal, if you're not the mischayiv, as like the Rishbam says, zachin ladam shaloi befanav, we have your das already. As therefore the Rishonim say, all you need is das mischayiv. But nish devot, all you need is das mischayiv. If you really need das, both of them, just you usually have it, midin zachin. Nachum also was mitzayin the tesis and ksubis and daf chav is meduyik like this Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Gershom also. So fizeh Rav Nachum wanted to be miyasha v'gemar and Baba Basra daf dalet. Taylor remembers all the way back to the beginning of Baba Basra And over there, the Gemara is mefur that to remember the Mishnah, that you have a koisel, and the koisel fell down, as the shailus, who does it belong to, you make a hutzah or not. There's certain places where you can't make a simen, is what do? As the Gemara says, you make a shtar. Who makes the shtar? The Gemara says, whoever builds the wall, he'll make a shtar that it's his wall. That the one who's building the wall is not the mischayev. The other person's the mischayev. He's the one that's losing out. As if there's a din in shtar, you need dasa mischayev. As imkein, as l'chayri, you should need the das of the other person to write the shtar. Abasakrim Nachum, the fi what he boys in this Rashbam over here, you could be mechalik. That halva is an asiya between two people, a malva and a loive, as they're both part of it. As over there, you need the das of both of them. They're called the oise ashtar, meaning the ones who are oise the halva. But when one of them is building the kaisel, kum the chais, he's the oise kaisel. The other one, the one who's living next to him, is not b'chlal part of this asiya. Asim ken, you don't need his das. Meaning, if the gather of the din is you need das mischayev, as he's the mischayev. But if the gather of the din is you need das oisei ashtar, as meaning you need the das, the one who's shafing the making the alva, doing the kedushin, you need his das and the shtar that's on that chalois. As over there, it's his wall that he's building. Why should he need the das of the other person? The daim lezeh, you could use it for a gemara and kedushin, daf tesamid beis, klapi das ish and ishtar kedushin, ayin rab chaim and ish is perig gimel. The Mishnah says that there is a din of avad shehei makiran. Now you have to know that the person has the name that you're writing in the shtar. As the Gemara on Kuf Zayin Zayin Amud Beis explains, or else there's a chash that the person that doesn't have the right name will write up the shtar and give it to a different person. As therefore you have to know, as the Rambam in Malva Veloive Perich of Beis Alocha Gimel says, that this is a din b'chol ashtaris by ashtarava also. The Edom also have to know if the name in the person is the same as the person, is the one in the shtar. They have to be marked the Malva and the Loive. The Rajbe brings a Bala Itta that's choylik. In time as the Mishnah only says it, by Koisvin Get and Shoiva, the Mishnah doesn't say it by other places. Frag the Rajba, but what should be the Sfara to be Machalik? Hare the Shoshes of the Gemara, Shayach by everything. As the Bala Itta writes a Sprach, that over there it's a bigger chutzpah. You have to know what the Sfara would be. The Fida Rambam, why does it only say it by Ksuv and Shoiva? You have to say it's a chiddush that even though over there the halach is koisvin le'echad mehem without the other one, there's a gewisser kula. As you would think, the other kulas also, you don't have to be makir. Kamash malon, you have to be makir. Thus is one knetch. The Rambam in Gerishin, in Perik Beis halach gimel, and the Rishbam ovi amaduik noch a chiddush. Pashtus as the chshash of the Gemara. As then, you should need the Edom to have to know who it is. The Rambam and the Rashbam say you also need the Sefer. The Beis Yosef in Evin has a Simen Kuf Ches and Hilchos Gittin. He has a Shaila. He says by Shtar Avah Zichi you don't need the Sefer. And over there, the Rambam brings it only by Edom. As he wants the Taino also over here. Why should you need the Sefer? As long as the Edom know. As then there's no shash that you're going to come to make a gviya shaloi kedin, because the Edom have to know the names. Once the Edom know the names, there's no shash of a gviya shaloi kedin. As the Beis Yosef Taina is the Rambam and the Rashbam alav dafkam. The Bach over there wants the Taina, vice to chois, that there would be a chsarn in the Lishma. And the chash is, if you don't know the name of the person, even though you see the person, that would be called a chsan in lishma. And the Drisha says, what is the Beis Yosef hold? He holds that's not a chsan lishma. You see the person lefanav. What could be together of this machlokes?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.